The sign that you care about Allah is you care about His deen. And you are so upset when Allah is being disobeyed, the same way when you are upset when a member of your family disobey you or hurt you. But we don't. Mostly, it's not my problem. I don't want her to feel bad, or him. How many of us do that? No, I can't say this. No, she's going to get upset. Or you know what, I need this. And we have so many long lists of excuses. And the reason we are the best ummah should be, كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس. You are the best nation that was sent to people. Why? Just because? Just because we look different or we speak different or I come from this country? Or not even because, number one, I believe in Allah. This is the verse in Ali Imran, you all know. خير أمة, you're the best nation. تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر. You enjoin good and you prevent evil. Where is it? Where is it? It's disappearing. And I'm not talking about the world. And I'm talking about us. This is the community. We are a small community. We are a small nation. We're supposed to be the best, right? Where are we? Don't say anything, she will get upset. Don't say anything, she will whatever. When will I say that? What will I say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Not only that, but please forgive me, but this is painful. We don't even care internally. And when I see somebody disobeying Allah, okay, it's not my business. How can it be not my business? Don't you want everybody to be in Jannah? Do I want to be only me or you? We all want to go to Jannah, and I want everybody to go to Jannah, and you want me to be with you, and I want you to be with me. But this is not going to happen because we're weak. We have nufus. There's so much pressure outside. The dunya is beautiful. Whoever tells you dunya ugly, he didn't or she didn't live in it. And it's all, most of it is against Islam. True or false? حفت الجنة بالمكاره. Jannah, this hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Jannah is surrounded by everything we don't like. وحفت النار بالشهوات. And the hellfire is surrounded by everything we like. So my job and your job on this earth is to remind each other. You don't have to be a da'iyah. And you have a lot of information. It's just the way you see it, you know it. Yani if somebody throws something in the masjid, do I need to have a PhD in Islamic studies to know this is wrong? Do you like this in your home? Do you accept it in your home? Yes or no? Then why do we okay with it in the masjid? No one cares. It's there, it's there. I don't care, I throw it. And you don't care, you saw me throwing it. So are you all with me? I want you with this, and I'm going to share with you now what is the parable. So Allah said to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, tell them the story. So basically Allah said, this is the parable of the town or the city. Messengers came to them, two of them. أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهِمْ اثنين فَكَذَّبُوهُمَا. We sent two of them. They rejected them. You're liars. So we send a third one. So they said, مَا أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا. You're people like us. You're liars. Now three messengers from Allah, and when they responded, our job is to deliver the message. Clearly, the discussion between the messengers and the people ended. This man lives at the outskirts of the city, a place very far. What was he doing? Running. He cared about his people. But before that, he cared about Allah. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ. He's talking to people. تَبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Follow them. Follow them. How did he know they were coming? He heard it. He just heard that there are messengers. He was a person who lived alone far away. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Now he's trying to convince them. يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ. My people. Follow the messenger, the messengers. And then what did he say? تَبِعُوا مَنْ لَا يَسْأَلُكُمْ أَجْرًا وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. Follow those who don't want anything from you. He was talking to them. They start throwing stones on him till he died. رَجَمُوا. They cast him. That's why Allah said to him immediately, قِيلَ ادْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Immediately. That's the only thing he did. He cared cared about his people, cared about Allah, cared about the deen. It was his priority. Otherwise, he would have said, I have nothing to do with them. I'm living alone at the end. No, they want to listen. They want, they don't. Allah will take them accountable. True or false? No. Not the people who care. He even made dua for them. They were casting him. And he said, Ya Allah, please forgive them. They don't know. This is what we need. We need to be caring people about each other, not only about my child or my career or my house or my family. We are becoming gradually, and I'm not talking about here, I'm talking in general. We're becoming an ummah of me, not an ummah of us. Us. That's why this is the only deen, religion that have Salatul Jama'ah. Congressional prayer with all the rulings and everything. So he was talking to them, right? And he said, Inni amantu bi rabbikum. I believe in your Lord. Listen to me. That's what the only thing he asked them. Listen. Just listen. And we don't even listen. He said, listen. They didn't. They start casting him. Immediately Allah tells you and me. Nothing about he died or how he died or where he was buried, because that's not important. Now look how much he cared. What did he say in Jannah? I told you, you go to Jahannam and I'm going to look at you. قَالَ يَا لَيْتَ قَوْمِي يَعْلَمُونَ. I wish my people know. بِمَا غَفَرَ لِي رَبِّي. How Allah forgave me. وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُكْرَمِينَ. And he honored me. He was not bragging. He was telling his people what? You don't know what you are missing. In our words, you don't know what you are missing. You know, when you say to somebody, young or everyone, you say, I'm going to this place. I'm telling you, it's really beautiful. I'm tired. You know what? I just don't want to go out today. That's okay. So you go. What do? Start taking pictures. And you start sending and saying, you don't know what you are missing. Right? And now you feel so upset and you say, stop sending me, because now I'm feeling jealous. But that was Jannah. In Jannah. And they cast him to death. And he said, Ya layta qawmi ya'lamu. He thought about his people, not his family, not his children, not his spouse or parents. Qawmi. How Allah forgave me. Forgave me? For what? For doing what? بِمَا غَفَرَ لِي رَبِّي. He didn't say, Allah rewarded me for what I did to you. Are you with me? That's arrogance. When you start bragging about what you do, indirectly, for everything, in your career, in your studies, with your family, how your children are very successful, you're basically praising yourself. Where is your daughter? Oh, studying at Harvard. Why do I need to know this? Why? Because it's a brag. I'm waiting for the compliment. Because if she is or he is going to that university, meaning I did a good job. Did I do it? No. And that's what he said. Nothing about himself. You know, I told you, I came running from the far away, from the outskirts of the city, coming to you. I told you, you didn't listen to me. See what Allah gave me. No. غَفَرَ لِي رَبِّي. Ya Allah, may Allah give us this humbleness. This is humbleness.